Good morning. Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, are you the supervisor?
And yes, I am. How can I help you?
I would like a refund.
Allow me to take a look at your account. What's your first and last name, please?
Megan Thick.
One moment. And the system is trying to retrieve your information. I'll be right with you. And I do have your account pulled up. Verify for me, please, your address.
501 Alexander Avenue in Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, 72512.
Okay, thank you. One moment. The system is retrieving the rest of your order. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
My dad is from Fort Smith, Arkansas. How far is that from you?
What part did you say?
Fort Smith.
That's probably 6 hours.
Oh, wow. My dad's from Fort Smith, and my brother lives in Little Rock. Let's see.
Yeah, Little Rock's about 3. So aren't
you okay.
About 3 from Little Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just waiting for the system. Let's see. Okay, so it did retrieve your order. Okay, this is for the Cruset. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So whenever I got the email, it just said as long as I did the survey that
mm-hmm.
I was basically getting the product and that all I had to do was pay for shipping. It didn't say anywhere on there that I'm entering into a drawing, and I don't want to do that if I'm entering into a drawing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've entered in a drawing. So you've actually already entered in the drawing for this month. And that's what the $5.74, it wasn't shipping and handling, it's the entry fee.
That's not what it says on here when you fill it mm-hmm. out.
And then
it
when you...
It tells me that all mm-hmm. I have to do is pay for shipping.
Okay, no. Did you read over the disclosure of the terms? It explains in detail what you're signing up for. Now, let me just double check and make sure the account is canceled, because it also signed you up for what's called a discount membership, where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online. But that's, let's see, hold on, let me check and see how much that is. So looks like you called and canceled in time, so you wouldn't be billed for any additional charges. But again, all of that is disclosed in the terms. It was either going to be $56.97 or $67.32. So it looks like
I don't want that.
The representative canceled out the account in enough time so you wouldn't be billed for that. Hold on for one moment, making sure it's canceled out. So, yes, I mean, I understand from a consumer standpoint, but we can't do anything about that entry fee. I can just assure you the account is canceled. And no further charges would apply.
Well, I would like my entry fee back, and you could take me out of the drawing.
Oh, we can't do that. It's too late. Now, had you called in yesterday, the date the order was placed, But you're calling in the very next day. So your name has already been entered. But no further charges will apply.
Well, why is it that online when you do the survey, it says that all you have to do is pay for shipping for $5.74?
See, I
And
don't know.
then it doesn't say anything about entering the drawing.
I don't know. Did you have to read in the disclosure of the terms? It explains in detail what you're signing up for.
There's not disclosure of terms. I could sit here and walk you through the whole process on my phone. There was nothing that I had to say that I agreed to or anything other than the fact that I was paying $5.74 for shipping and handling.
Just making updates. One moment. And like I say, the disclosure of the terms and conditions referencing this account, it's an entry fee, not for shipping and handling.
I understand what you're saying, that that's what you're saying it is, but I'm telling you what it said online whenever I filled it
See,
out.
I don't know
Because I
what
would
you
not
filled
have put
out.
my information in there.
I understand, but I don't know what you filled out. I just know your customer service for this particular product and the $5.74, it's an entry fee. And again, I can assure you the
Okay, and
account's
that's
now
what I'm saying.
canceled.
I wasn't under the impression that it was an entry fee, so I'd like a refund.
I
Or I
can't
guess I'll
refund
just
these.
call my bank and say that it's a scam and tell them to give me my money back.
Okay, I'll make a notation that that's what you're going to do. Your bank is going to provide you with a temporary credit pending the investigation, and then we have to disclose the terms and conditions, what you signed up for, and they're going to take the funds back.
I didn't sign terms and conditions.
Whenever you order anything online, it's always terms and conditions, whether you
Send
see
me a
them or
copy
not.
of the terms and conditions I signed for.
I can provide you can go back to the website where you placed the order. We don't send out copies. All of that is disclosed online.
Right. So you don't send out copies of your terms and conditions so people
No.
can read them.
No, you just have to go back to the link where you signed up.
So, you can't send out copies to me, but you can send them to my bank. So, I guess I'll just do that so that way I can see the terms and conditions that have my name on it that I
Yes,
signed.
we send it to your, well, your bank, they will contact us and we have to disclose the terms. But if we send copies out to all the customers that purchase a product online, we just wouldn't have the manpower to do that. So
I'm not
we
asking you to
refer
send
you
them
to
to
the
everybody.
website.
I'm asking for a copy of the terms and conditions I signed.
We refer you to the website where you signed up, and then you can click on the terms and conditions, and it explains in detail what you signed up for. I'll send it over to corporate. They have the final decision. One moment. I sent corporate an email, just waiting for a response. One moment.
I'll talk to corporate.
It's internal. The customers don't speak to corporate. I don't either. I sent them an email. One moment. corporate, as a courtesy, is going to take care of the credit. One moment.
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to process the credit. One moment. The credit did process. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that charge.
Okay.
You're all set.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.